I invite your attention today to John chapter 1, the Gospel of John. John chapter 10. Here Jesus unveils more of the mystery of who he is with two more I ams. I am the door of the sheep, and I am the Good Shepherd. I would like to read this portion of Scripture in a moment, but before I do that, I have one comment. My intention in this study is to open the Scriptures for us. I'm mentioning a few applications that I think we should be making along the way, but many more could and should be made. I hope that each of you will do that for yourselves as you listen and ponder. After all, if we don't make appropriate application for our daily lives from the Scriptures, then our study is only another exercise in academics, isn't it? Let's read now John chapter 10, beginning at verse 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then Jesus said unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the Good Shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. The Pharisees of Jesus' day professed to be the guides and shepherds of God's people. At the close of chapter 9, Jesus charged them with being blind and unqualified for the job. Here, he tells his followers the character of a true shepherd in contrast to a hireling, and declares that he is the true shepherd and guide of his people. Sheep seem to be in focus more than any other animal in the Bible. They were very important in the day to domestic and community life and in the worship of the Jews. due to their familiarity with sheep, then the imagery of these two great metaphors is very easily and clearly understood by his followers. The sheepfold was a simple walled enclosure, usually without a roof. The walls were covered with thorns to keep out robbers. It had one door. The sheepfold's purpose was the protection of the sheep and to keep the sheep from wandering away from the flock. Several flocks of sheep, you get that? Several individual flocks of sheep would pass through the same door into the same fold under the care of a shepherd who guarded the door. He was called the porter. Each shepherd knew his own sheep by name and was known by them. They knew his voice. He saw that they were safe in the fold at night. There's one more detail that is very important to understanding Jesus' words, "I am the door." I understand that what we refer to as the door was actually only a simple opening in the wall of the sheepfold, not necessarily a hinged device as we know it. A shepherd himself was the actual door. His cloak was used as bedding at night, and there he would lie in that opening between the sheep in his care and all that would harm them from without the fold. Jesus said, "I am the door of the sheep." Many dangers threaten the health and very life of the sheep outside that fold. Hungry wolves, lurking mountain lions, poisonous snakes, toxic vegetation. No shepherd's presence out there to monitor the sheep's health and well-being. Torrents of the elements all take their toll on unprotected, vulnerable sheep. But within the fold, there is security, rest, quiet, and peace. We may safely rest within the watchful care of our shepherd. Freedom from worry, freedom from all that would trouble or disquiet. Security and safety within, and protection from without. All these provisions and blessings are ours, thanks to our gracious door of the sheep, who is willing to lay down his very life in that opening of the sheepfold for you and for me. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." In that same passage of John 10 that we just read, Jesus also presents himself as the good shepherd. "I am the good shepherd," he said. Verse 12. Have you ever noticed the difference in perspectives between owner and employee? For instance, their opinions of how monies need to be reinvested in the company amuses me. The employee's perspective is likely very self-ingratiating, while the employer's view is not so much for himself, but for the good of the whole company. Jesus uses that principle to further reveal who he is. The hired servant working only for wages is neither owner nor shepherd. When he sees the wolf coming, what does he do? He deserts the flock and runs away as the wolf chases and snatches and scatters the flock that is supposed to be in his care. Why does he do that? Verse 13, because he cares nothing for the sheep, only himself. But the good shepherd, verse 11, risks and lays down his own life for the sheep. His heart, full of love and compassion for his sheep, causes him to selflessly give his own life for their sake. In verses 14 and 15, Jesus reveals another very significant aspect of this great metaphor. Here, he addresses the relationship that he has with his flock. Let's recall what we noted just a moment ago. Several separate flocks of sheep would converge in one common sheepfold at night to be protected by the porter who lies in the opening of its wall for the night. In the morning, the individual shepherds of each flock would come by and call his sheep. His sheep knew his voice or call and would come to him and be led to safe pastures for the day. The remaining flocks would not respond to that shepherd, but stay put in the fold until their respective shepherds would come to get them. Are you making applications for yourself? Are there strange voices that are calling to you? Come, come, come with us. Let's go explore new and different fields, hidden sweet meadows filled with frivolity and laughter, fun that these other sheep know nothing of. Do those strange calls still appeal to you? Or do you respond only to the Good Shepherd? Do you intimately know and fully trust him only? Will your devotion remain only to him? Jesus said that he and his sheep have a relationship like he has with his Father. Very alive and interactive, inseparable. Verse 15, he knows not only our names, verse 3, but everything about us. He understands what tests we're capable of processing. He knows our weaknesses. He's right there with individual, personalized care. In this great metaphor, Jesus refers to laying down his life for the sheep. He's prepping his followers for what's to come. We'll look at that next time.